All right. We Shem, today we will connect the end of the parasha and some halachas that are halacha lemaisa. It's a good opportunity to review and see some divrei agada at the same time, and we'll give us what to learn and what to say over. The end of the parasha speaks about the Mizbeach Avanim, and the pasuk stresses that when you are going to build the Mizbeach, the Sidnale Asin Gotas. So we're not allowed to use an iron. Why not? You cannot use iron when you're building the Mizbeach. A sword comes from iron, and you might lift it on the Mizbeach, but the Chala, you're going to be Mechal the Mizbeach. How do we translate these words? As Rashi, like this. Hare, he's there. We have the word key over here. Hashamish maybe. So therefore, what? So what's the problem with that? Rashi says, Shimei naftoleh barzel, if you would lift up barzel, chilalta, you'd be mechal. There's something here, you're defiling the Mizbeach. Sham Mizbeach, nivro, laharuch yom. Mizbeach was built, so we should be able to live a long life. It's mechal. Laha barzel, an iron, is nivro, lakata yom of shalom. It shortens a person's life. That's the sword. Ein zebedin. So we shouldn't have the sword, although it's only a sword. It's the person behind the sword that brings death, but it's symbolic of shortening life, and we do not want to have something sheyana pa mekatzar taking something which is mekatzar on something which is marach. So we see the even it goes so far in how we build the mizbeach that we can't use iron. Va'oi shamizbeach. Then he says another reason. Shamizbeach matzal shalom bein soldier brings us closer to Hashem. Don't bring something which is destroys, which takes away life. And then he brings in a kavuchaimer. And this is the re you can ask me what's the big deal. As I said to you before, it's symbolic of life and death. So what? But it's a kavuch for us to learn. The stones don't hear. They don't see. They don't speak. Ali the Torah says because we want to go so far. We want to keep away anything which is contradicting to life. If you go ahead and do the opposite, if you bring shalom by yisamato, you bring shalom to the world, nothing bad is going to happen to you. You're going to have arichas yamin. If Madach would depart, would say, don't take the sword, don't take iron. If you can go ahead and bring shalom to the world, because of this pasuk, we have halach in Shulchan Aruch. What's the halach in Shulchan Aruch? Chabad says like this: you have to cover the knives when you bench or you remove them from the table. It doesn't say remove here, but the mechaber is lot. The mechaber's lashon is to cover. The minhag is that on Shabbos you don't have to cover. I don't see too many people that are paying attention to this halacha. If you have knives on the table, what type of knives are we talking about? We're talking about any type of a knife, plastic, metal, none of us have iron. So what's the mechaber talking about? He's unclear. He just says the minhag is to cover the knife. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Let's say sasakin. So he brings two reasons. But he says the base time, ha'achod, like a Rashi we just learned. The barzel is mekatzi yimei. This is the line that we have to come, we're going to come back to. We shouldn't place it on the table. Our shulchan is doyim to the mizbeach. And he brings the passing in the parasha. Okay, so what does that do with benching? Don't have knives on your table all the time. And that's the Torah Tumimus question. If our shulchan is the mizbeach and it's marachim, so you shouldn't have a knife on your table. Don't have iron on your table at all. Why during benching? So let's see how the Mishnah Berurah answers that. Okay,
can't put a pot on the table.
Right, can't put a pot. But okay. Maybe the right. Alkain after shagamar achilasoi. But after the knife, because the knife is diamond to the cherub. That's what it seems to be from the achrayim. But alkain after shagamar achilasoi. And now I want to bench mechas hasakin. Doesn't answer the question. So why only during our berachas hamazon? You should not have knives on your table. But tamashem. Then he brings the second reason, Rabbeinu Simcha. Someone got it. It is going to be remembered. Oh, we don't have the base on Mikdash. He was so upset, he committed, he killed himself. The talk and talk and bibidnik. It's really, we can't understand that. You can take a knife and kill yourself because we don't have the base on Mikdash. Okay, Melchor was Salka Bashat Sabracha. And if that is true, there's a big nafkamina between the two reasons. If it's the first reason, like Son of Philae and Barzo, you could say just Barzo, that's all the Torah says. Or the Torah says, Gnosis. If it's the second reason that you're benching and you get to that brach in Yerushalayim and you're in such pain that there's a concern that a person would kill himself, it would seem to be that you shouldn't use any knives. Said, what's the shot? Why on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Says the Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't tell us why. He says, look in the Achrayim. No, atam shema shinos ef Shabbos. So why on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to remove your knife. You have your challah knife on the table, leave it on the table. I am Bachrayim. He says, look at Bachrayim. He doesn't tell us what the reason is. So let's look at Bachrayim. So the Magen Avraham says, very simple. The Shabbos, you're not allowed to build in his bayah, which we're going to have to discuss, Mir Tashem, as we come into the parashas of Truma and Tzitzava, this idea of Ein Bayin, what we're allowed to do on Shabbos when the third base of Mandish comes. What we're not allowed to do. But on Shabbos, right now, from the Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to build in his bayah. But lack of Remez, Lim is bayah. So there's no Mizbeach here. In other words, you need somehow a remnant, but I can't build a Mizbeach on Shabbos. Can't build a Mizbeach on Shabbos. It's further removed from the Mizbeach. A little hard to understand what these words mean. Lufi's there, and then he comes out. Davka b'sak and shar barzel. Oh, it's only barzel. It has to be similar to the Mizbeach. Tzarech looks like, so clearly you see, he holds only barzel. Ulevush, kotzav, you're not going to say, no, l'chalik ben Shabbos l'chol. So the Magen Avraham is telling us on Shabbos because you can't build a mizbeach, so it doesn't have the remnants in a mizbeach. My shulchan has to have some remnants in a mizbeach. I can't build a mizbeach on Shabbos, so it doesn't have the remnants in a mizbeach. Although what does one have to do with the other? So in the base of English, I have a mizbeach, so I can't build it on Shabbos. What's pshat to the Shabbos and by the mizbeach? So we're going to have to see the Tar Trima as he does ask these questions, and then he brings. I'm sorry? Folding? Oh, no. Oh, we'll see. Really, that would be the second reason. If you're going to be chayzer, you might kill yourself. You're right. But really, the first reason doesn't make a difference. It's a remez to the knife, and the pasuk says, don't put it on the mizbeach. You can't build them. So what's shot in the Magen Avraham? If you go back to Rashi, Rashi says, I really go back to the pasuk. Le'sivna eshen gazes. Let's go back to the original reason. It's not to build with gazes. Don't build a mizbeach with gazes. You can't build a mizbeach, so therefore, why can you have this? You can't build it anyway. We have to always go back to what the original pasuk is, and the pasuk was like similar gazes. We're taking it a step further, and we're saying, don't leave it on the table. Oh, don't leave it on the table, and you can build, but I can't build it anyway. So again, the way we learn shot in the Magen Avraham is, if the whole reason is because of the pasuk says don't have iron because that's how you can't build it on. Why can't you build? Don't build something which is being marach yamam. It doesn't say in the pasuk don't leave it there. We're taking it a step further. If you don't have the original source, which is to build, because you can't build on Shabbos, you can leave your knives on, which is, furthermore, the minig is not to cover. There should be no minig at all. In other words, it seems that the minig is, on Shabbos, make sure your knives are not covered. You should leave them out on the table. Make sure you have your knives on the table. Why should you have them on the table? If you want it, the halacha should say, Noeg and Lichsleis Hasakim Bishaz Birchas Amazon Bechol. That's the minig. On Shabbos, there's no minig. You do whatever you want. Leave it there or not. From the Lashon of Mechaber, it's Mashma Benogu, Shaloi Lichsleis. Make sure you don't cover it. Don't remove your knives. Leave your knives on the table. So if we go to the, then the other Karim talked about covering the bread, Bishaz Birchas Amazon. That's a separate halacha. I don't want to go into it. Let's learn the Aruch HaShulchan. There's a Meiridik Aruch HaShulchan. And he says like this, number six. The Gam, he adds another reason, besides two reasons we have. One reason, again, is the Mizbeach is Nivr Laharach Yamav, and also Mizbeach is Makul Shalom Ben Yisrael. And then we have the other reason, you might kill you, someone might get to the Baruch HaBen Yerushalayim. Says Aruch HaShulchan. The Shulchan Garm Aruch HaYam. Why? Because we invite guests. And when you invite guests, like I was reading, we're going to see Mir Tashem next when we get the parshas of Mishpatim. The Rapa Yerapid is a tremendous skula in inviting guests. When you invite guests, it brings refuah shleima. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the Shulchan therefore is garim arichas yam. Why is the guy married to them? Because he have guests. Umechaper oven, and it's mechaper for averus. Not tzarchem, it's mechaper. But how barzel's koyach shel esav? Going into a new reason here. Barzel's esav because cherev is esav. Al charbecha tichya. Ulechem b'shabbes v'yantiv. Oh, on Shabbos and yantiv ain't sudden pegarav. There's no koyach of esav. There's no koyach of esav. Uminig Yisrael tayru. It seems therefore to show you that there's no koyach of esav, you should leave your knives on the table. To show we're not afraid of Esav on Shabbos. So that would make sense, answering my original question, why the minig would be Shalal of Sais. So Shalal of Sais means don't remove it, leave it uncovered. We have an understanding for that. There's no Kayach of Esav. Then he goes into the other reasons why, and then he ends off, let's just see, because it's a little bit hard to understand. He says, so why not on Shabbos and Yontif? He goes with the second reason. Second reason was is that someone took the knife and killed himself because he gets to the bracha by name Shlaim. He says, but look at the last two lines of number six. It's never going to come to killing yourself. And also, he wrote in the smaller print, he writes that the only making Zera Kain, the Maisa Shahaya was during the week. So therefore, on Shabbos, it's to be Mitzar. We're not afraid the person's going to kill himself. The story happened during the week. The da, and then he ends off. He doesn't say why. The achshav ain't regilin lizar. No one's careful with this. The ain't mechasin a Shabbos bechasin. No one covers their eyes. Now, I didn't see anywhere else that they say that there's no minig. He says that he doesn't tell us why even. Ain't regilin lizar. Why not? The ain't mechasin a sakin. It's a halacha. The halacha is. I mean, the minig is it's brought down nayagin, so therefore that's the halacha. Chaber is bringing down. Chaber does bring down minig minhagim, but minig turns into halacha. So why would this be that the minig is not to do this? And according, no one else, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say this. Even the other paiskim don't say this either. Let's go to the Das Torah, the Marsham. The Marsham also discussing what I have a pshat. That's what we're going to go through. We'll see a pshat, and then we'll see what the halacha lemais is. The Das Torah brings down the Magen Avraham. And we clearly saw from the Magen Avraham, it's Dafka, Sak, and Shar Barzel. No one has an iron knife, not that I know. Anyone have iron knives? He's saying only iron. So if it's not iron, there's no halacha anyway. Again, we'd make a nafkamina between the reasons. If the reason is because Al Charbuchatit, I hate nafta levat the chala, has to be a Charbuchat. What? Cherev made out of iron. It's not Cherev, it's not iron, so the Pasuk's not even talking about that. If the reason is because it's Asa. Barzel's kayachalaitzim, again, it's only barzel, charbachatichia. If the reason is that a person during benching might take the knife and we're afraid that he would kill himself, then it's any knife. And he does, the Das Torah brings down, Marsham says, I ain't prima godin that's not sure about this, but the reason it would not be sure is what's the reason. And then he says, look at the Ramban, the Aruni, fascinating Marsham. Someone told me to look at the Ramban, they were ma'ir of the Maran, not to look at the Ramban, but they were army from the Ramban. In Alatar and Parshas Yisro. So let's go to the Ramban in the end of the Parsha, the end of this week, last week's Parsha, Parshas Yisro. Says the Ramban, very important Ramban. Nezeh, in the Mishkan there was no iron at all. Like a Mishkan Barzel. Kigam Yisei Daisov, even though you're building a structure, the foundation should be made out of iron. He says, even the Yisei Daisov, you type of Yisei Barzel would have been better. What did they make it out of? Nechayshes. So you see that copper is fine. Except for sakin. So they did make knives in the Beis HaMikdash out of iron. Why? Shechita ain't avoida. Shechita is not an avoida. So being that shechita is not an avoida, it's not a problem to go ahead and have an iron knife. So the problem would be is only... Somehow, if it was an avoida, the mizbeach was used for the zriko, was used for kabanis. Only you clearly see from the Ramban only barzel, because he's telling you he's only focusing on God. And then look what he says here: if you want to go ahead and use silver, oy bishamir, that was the word Shaskarabi saying. Oh, it's mutter. Clearly says klasif is mutter. So you see that on the if you wanted to use kesef. You wanted to use other metals to build the mizbeach, you're allowed to do it. Apple P. Shane and Shlemus again is going into a separate question over here. It has to be Avanim Shlemus. Today's daf, you find a little bit about that regarding the Minayra also. He's going into other parts of the how to build, but clearly you see from the Ramban that it's only Barzel. If it's not Nechayshes, Kesef was all used. A knife in the Beis Hamikdash was made with Barzel. It's fine because Shechit is not an Avoida. It's not an Avoida. It's not going to be included in this Pasul as Sibna Len Barzel. Let us go to the Meshech Chachma. So the Meshech Chachma says like this. He brings the Ramban and he asks a good question. He says, he talks about the knives and the fact, Pirish Tam Chadosh, what does the Ramban say? The Shechit, the Lav Avoida, Shuba Sakinim Sher Barzel, Ayin Shom, Yipali. Let's, today's daf. Hamanoira, Alay also, what did the Chashmonai make it out of Barzel? They made a Barzel. You're going to learn the daf today. You're going to see that it Menaira went through different stages. After the Yavanim go into the base of Minas, the Menaira, they have to make a Menaira. They make it out of Barzel. Now, the Menaira is clearly an Avoida. The Seder of Menaira, Avoida. Vavanim, Shigazazu, Shigazazim, Bekasev. He's going into the second half of the Ramban of where it has to be Avonim Shlemus. So how you cut it? What does the Ramban mean? You're allowed to cut the stones with Kesef. You can't. He needs Avonim Shlemus. So that's a separate question they deal with over here. So what do we see from the Meshech Chachma as an issue with the Ramban? How could the Ramban say that the Seder HaMenaira, the Menaira itself was Barzel? Let's go weiter in the Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma says like this, Chen Aser, he says, doesn't, he, and this is what we're going to head into a little bit of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash, at night or not, Chen Aser, La'av, Yisakin, El Shulchan, the Mechapik, Mizbeach, Shalbama. Now, what's he concerned about over here? Because he has a wonderful question. This is my question. I never thought about this, and this is why I got into this whole sugya this year again, is that, let's go back to Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, are you allowed to have a knife on your table at night? You're allowed to have a knife on your table. Why? Because we said you can't build a mizbeach on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Can't build a mizbeach. The pasuk says the problem is loisivna. Okay, can you build a mizbeach at night? Is the binyan based on English permitted at night? Halacha. Halacha is you can't build at night. If you can't build at night, so the mechab, and this is what they ask, Tzarechian, there's one sefer that goes into the shayla. Why doesn't the mechaber say, not just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're allowed to go ahead and leave your knives uncovered, or maybe you should even have them there uncovered. At night, you can't build a mizbeach either, because you can't, binyan based on English is not allowed to be done at night. You build a mizbeach during the day. That's what the Rambam says. If you could only build a mizbeach during the day, so then at night, the halacha should be, you're allowed to have your knives uncovered. And that's the Meshech, because the Meshech Chachma is bothered by this. Says the Meshech Chachma, how do you get away answering that question? So he says, L'chein asa l'av yisakim shalchen d'mechapik mizbeach, Shel Bama. Oh, Bama. The Binyan Bama Kasha Balaila. You're allowed to build a Bama at night. Began Balaila Machasana. Therefore, even at night, you have to cover your knives. So you see that he's bothered by this question. If the whole problem of keeping knives uncovered, so you're sitting at your dining room. Again, let's go back to what I said to you before. There's a Machlaikis of the Prima Gardenman. Do we include other knives? Is it only iron or not? So if you're going to hold that with Chayshish, but all sheet is that hole, you should have no knives. You're sitting at supper table and you have the bench. Halach is you should have to remove your knives to cover the knives. Comes along the Meshech Chachma, he's bothered. Okay, so but at night the halacha should be different. Why doesn't the Mechaber stress that only during the day? But Friday night, anyway, it's Shabbos. But any other night of the week, you shouldn't have to cover your knives. The Mechaber should make that different. Comes the Meshech Chachma and says, no, you can't build a Mizbeach at night, but you can build a Bama at night. And if you can build a Bama at night, so then you have to cover your knives at night too. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. And then he goes into the Parshas Vayetzi, because there's a steer over there. You want to see a steer in the Meshech Chachma? I don't know if the Oil has a teretz, but if you do, please tell me. Because in Parshas Vayetzi, when Yaakov Avinu takes the stones, Vayikar Chasa Eben, look at number 11. Asher Samer Asher Yisav, Vayasav Yisav Atzeva. So he says, why didn't he build him? He built him a table. He bought him a mizbeach. He don't want to build a mizbeach because people in the future are going to come there and they're going to use it for a mizbeach. They didn't, on a piece of stone, they didn't, the guy never were makruv. And he brings the pasuk like that. Then look what he says. It was night. Don't forget, Yaakov Avinu was there at night. And then the next morning. So he asked the question, why only wait till the morning? Well, hey, Why didn't Yaakov Avinu build the Mizbeach? He comes there right away. Why, when he wakes up the next day, does he go out and bring a carbon? What happened right away? He says, "Well, hey, Kamei Zilan, they ain't building him. Beis Hamidrash Belayla can't build the Beis Hamidrash at night. Kamei Shamar B'Yayim Hakin." Didn't the Meshech Chachma just tell us that a bomb you're allowed to do at night? So why couldn't Yaakov Avinu set up the Matzeva by night? He's telling the Pasuk says that he waited till the next day. He made a Matzeva. What happened at night? We just said the Meshech Chachma says that a bomb you're allowed to. I saw the Achrenim. It's hard. You're talking about trying to answer up a steer in the Meshech Chachma. So the answer that they want to say is that the makom of where Yaakov was right now is makom Amigdash. If it's Yaakov Migdash, it doesn't have a din of a bama, it has a din of a mizbeach, has a din of a mizbeach. Oh, ain't buying a mizbeach alayla. That's the teretz that they want to say. In the Sefer Chavatzelas Hasharoi, he also talks about binyan of the mizbeach at night. He says no, the Migdash you're not allowed to build at night, but the mizbeach is not a chelik mi'a binyan. It's Kli Migdash, and you can do it at night. He brings Aruch Haner, same teretz. If you look at that other print over here, that's a Sefer Chavetz HaSharon. He says, Madua, if you look in the middle, we think Kasav Aruch HaShulchan, Shabbat and Kli Migdash Balayla, the Sheish Lahar, the Shana Mizbeach Adama. He goes into which Mizbeach are we talking about. If it's the Mizbeach Adama, Shu Chelek Meritzvah, is like part of the bias, I said Balayla, Afla Martin, even if you're all allowed to build the Kli Migdash Balayla. And he goes into Shirish, when the Tirits, the Gras says, Shema Shamar, Shulchana, Shalagalech, which Mizbeach is our table like? It's important. If it only goes to which table? Hayim Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the inside Mizbeach. So be thinking of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. What's the Remez L'Dover? Shulchan, what's the Shulchan Rashi Tevis for? So he says, all the incense with the Dalit Simon Ektiris. So we say in Davidi, that's the Shin, the Laman, you can see over there, the Levine, the Lechalba, the Nataf, Dalit Simon Ektiris. The Mizbeach HaPnimi is considered Kli HaMikdash. If it's Kli HaMikdash, it's not considered Mizbeach Adam on the outside, it's Mizbeach HaPnimi. Kli HaMikdash, you're allowed to build at night. You're allowed to build it at night. So now we understand why you're not allowed to leave your knives at night. That's the guidance of the Chavetz HaSharon, where he says that there's two different Mizbeachs. Which Mizbeach, and this you should know, what's our table like? It's like the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Like the inside Mizbeach, not the outside Mizbeach. Oh, the inside Mizbeach is a Keli of the Migdash. Keli of the Migdash, you're allowed to build at night. Yeah, that's what he's saying. That's his whole title, right? Bai is not. Ain binyan based on Mizbeach. But Keli, you were allowed to build at night. And that would be, that's what they want to say, the Nashim could do it too. Because now, Mitzvah Seh Shazman Brahma, all the Achredim get into the, if the women were allowed to be a part of it, we see they were a part of it. They couldn't build the base of Mizbeach, they could do the Keli of the Migdash. If it has a din of a keli, they would have been
able
to. Yeah, the Mizbeach Adama would be, because that's connected to the ground. Oh, that's a bias, ain't binyan bala, that's a chiddush. Our table is Mizbeach HaPnimi. Mizbeach HaPnimi, that you could build at night. I did see one other pshat in the Oitzim in Hag Yeshur. It says also another reason why you should cover the knife. And then we'll get to Lamaisa. Atam, why? Because in Birchas Aretz, which is Birchas Yaakov, what do we say? Mitala Shemaim Mishmanu Yetz V'roib Dogna Mishirosh. So Mikhas and Asak and Shibuchas and Shalesh, like I said to you before, same idea. That's the Brach of Eitzav, Achav and Chotichya. You don't want to have the knife on the table because, and according to this, it doesn't make a difference. Maybe it doesn't make, it should even be on Shabbos then, if it's Miram is Teisav, but there's no Kayach of Eitzav, like we said before. So we have numerous reasons over here. The Torah Tamima goes through a length. He asks all these questions that I asked you before. It's just worth it to see how he brings down the questions, and then we'll see the maskana. It says the Torah Tamima. He brings the metami. Should cover the knife. Ala shulchan. B'shas birchas amashuv. The shulchan to mizbeach. Which mizbeach are we saying now? The mizbeach hapnimi. Ba'magen Avram. And then he says Magen Avram says on Shabbos you don't have to cover it because then bini based on the Shabbos. The hair. And then he brings the sefer down. Okay, Balayla ain't Tzarech. Shem b'ni b'yisam ish Balayla. According to this, at night you don't need it. Yesh l'arazeh. Okay, and he actually says that. There are those that say, at night you don't have to cover your knives. And maybe that could be the reason for our, I said to you before, what's the reason for our Shulchan? Ain't Noyegin. Most of the time it's at night. At night there's no minig. At night you can't build the base on English. Yesh l'arazeh. See, that's a good question. My question I started to share with. Why only when you're benching? If the Mizbeach is, if our Shulchan is the Mizbeach, so you should never have iron on your table. Why only during Birchas HaMazon? What does Birchas HaMazon have anything to do with this? And then he says, "Avazet Tzarechi," and the whole halachas Tzarechi. The Guf Adimyan. What's the comparison from the Shulchan to the Mizbeach Lianzeh? Same Cain, Mari, take a question. If our table is the Mizbeach, you should not have it. We read in the part we're going to read, we had in the Gemara, Layal al Shulchan, don't have Sa'ar, or Dvash. You're not allowed to have Sa'ar and Dvash on the Mizbeach either. No honey on your table, no yeast on your table. So why knife? What does a knife have anything? Why is a knife worse? If you're not, if we're comparing our table to the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach, and this is even more similar to the Sa'ar and the Dvash. The knife, you couldn't build the Mizbeach with a knife or with a sword. But you're not allowed to have Sa'ar and Dvash. It's a remez ba'alma. Just like bizman aves, the mizbeach was mechaper al yidei shar carbonate. What's the carbon? A carbon is to say thank you, Tasha, that you're giving me an opportunity to be mechaper. Or it's a carbon which is a haidah, which is an oila. Umatzinu bimizbeach. When it comes to the mizbeach, we find the lashon of achila. We had in the Gemara. K'may b'teichel al mizbeach. Del mishum del bittol hadavar mimtzias. What is achila? The word achila comes from kilu. Kilu is to destroy, to finish something, to get rid of something. That's when we're eating, we're getting rid of the food. We're a lashon of vayichal. So the that's where the word achila comes from. We'll talk about words mitzvah next week. Mishtal bittol adav and says that makes sense. Achila shaguf hamayichal halach. The food is going, either you eat it or the mizbeach is destroying it. So there's a similarity. What are we doing at our table? Says the Torah to me. We're eating to be mechazek kaychosam to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're thanking Hashem through this achila, and therefore it's mechaper. By us giving haidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are thanking through the food. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not just we thank him, it gives us the kayak to learn Torah and to daven. Then it's mechaper too. Avaloi shayach, it's not, our table's not a mizbeach. If it's a mizbeach, like you said, don't have the sar and the bash. All we're saying is that the shulchan is a place where we get a kapara, and it's similar, therefore, to the mizbeach in the kapara part of it. So therefore, he doesn't really explain. So what's the knife? But because it brings us life, and the mizbeach gives us the opportunity to mechaper, which is giving us life. So don't do anything which shortens life, which would be a sword. But it's not that our mizbeach, our shulchan is a mizbeach. It's not. We say shulchan's diamond to the mizbeach. It's only for this one halacha because the shulchan is mechaper. Our table is mechaper. Kapara leads us to having arichas yamin. And therefore, don't put anything which is the opposite of arichas yamin, which is what? But it doesn't mean that our table, all the halachas that are found by the mizbeach are not found by our shulchan. It's only this one halacha. So halacha lemaisa, what do we end up here? Most of the paiskim seem to say, like they are not because they don't bring the archa shulchan. Archa shulchan says not the minute because none of us have knives that are iron. I don't think anybody does. And if it's not iron, we just said that it's definitely not in the pasuk. The second reason that the person might kill himself, nobody really brings that down as the main reason. The reason also that it's esav, that it's charbacha tichya, charbacha is usually made out of iron. So there's makom definitely to be mekel and. That's why it seems that the minig is not so. Because the prima godim is mesupik, and he says maybe it includes all types of knives. You should try to cut, maybe remove it, but try to cover the knives. This way, at least we understand, we realize what our shulchan is. Like the Torah Tzvim is saying, we realize that our shulchan it's coming to be merames to this concept of kapara. We want to have that somehow. Think of that our shulchan is a mizbeach. That's what the Torah Tzvi is saying. That our table is a mizbeach. In what way? That it's mechaper through the food, which is the way that we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe, therefore, it would make sense to remember that. Now, why only during Birchas HaMazon? Because that's when we thank Hashem. When do we get a kapara? We get a kapara when we only eat to thank Hashem. So when is it similar to the mizbeach? When we're saying thank you to Hashem. And that would be during Birchas HaMazon. And that's, he doesn't say that, but that's what he's hinting at. That's what he's trying to tell us, that the Zman would be Birchas Zman. Halach l'maisa, just to again clarify, it's not the end of the world, because we see many of the Paisim sold only iron, and none of us have iron. But being that, we see that there's this concept that our Shulchan is diamond to Mizbeach HaPnimi, we should remove all our knives from the table, and at least realize what it is. Why? We're doing it because of the Birchas HaMazon, we're thanking Hashem. Thanking Hashem gives us arichas. This way, maybe, we'll pay more attention to the Birchas HaMazon. Our Birchas HaMazon is a way of being mechaper, just like the Karbanos are mechaper. It brings us closer to Hashem. It says, we're saying thank you to Hashem. So let's, by removing the knife, it gets us to be meramis to this message that we're trying to slip. What we're saying now, it should be any knife. The knife is, by doing this, it reminds us of what the reason why we're doing is, and maybe our benching will be a different benching. Aye, then what about Shabbos? Why on Shabbos we don't? But once again, because the ikar was what the cherub represents, on Shabbos it doesn't represent destruction. There's no kayach of Esav on Shabbos. There's no kayach they can't build the Mizbeach with this on Shabbos. So it can't be any worse than the Mizbeach itself. And maybe what it does is, by, and that would be the reason, I'll answer my other question, why would be the minhag not to cover, leave your knives on the table? Because once again, it reminds us of the Mizbeach. Why am I not removing my knife? Because on Shabbos, they can't build the Mizbeach anyway. But it gets us to think about the Mizbeach. In what way does it get us to think about the Mizbeach? Because on the Mizbeach, you can't, no, on Shabbos, you're allowed to have the cherub. Oh, I'm allowed to have the knife. So you should leave the knife on the table then. Because by leaving the knife on the table, you're remembering about the Mizbeach. Remembering about the Mizbeach, it gets us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through our benchi, Achila is, again, the Lashon of the Kilo. That's the Achila, that's the similarity to Mizbeach. But the Iker is the Haidah LaHashem. Iker is the Haidah LaHashem. So on Shabbos, there would be a reason to explain the Mechaber, the Minig is not to cover it, not to remove the knives, leave the knives on the table. We once again think about the Mizbeach. And which Mizbeach are we thinking about? We're thinking about the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is the Ketairis. Ketairis is Ma'asher, which once again will lead us to thinking about maybe providing guests, because through Achnasas Archer, it brings Ashirus also. So just one more time, Halacha is, it's not the end of the world, because we see most of the Paiskim hold, it's only iron, but Halacha, you should remove your knives. If you don't remove your knives, just at least think of the Haidah part of it. On Shabbos, the meaning would be is, leave your knives on the table. Don't say, oh, we have to remove all the knives on the table. Really, why? And people are going to ask you why. You say, because everyone's bad on Shabbos. It's diamond to the Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach, you can't build on Shabbos, and we're not being Mitzar. On Shabbos, we're not being Mitzar. So we're going to remember the second reason, too. Let's go weiter to another Kasha over here, which is an interesting question that came up in the Parsha. Just to see a little bit of a pshat here, because it's Tzarechi and Gadol. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I spoke to other people about this question. I don't know if Gadol has a Taretz, but it's a Tzarechi and Gadol in the Parsha. It's really this coming Parsha. So I wanted to leave you, have a whole week to give me an answer to this question. But it's connected. Truma and Truma. Yisrael and Mishpatim go together. So in this week's parasha, we're going to read, you have the beginning of the parasha, we have this Eved Ivri. He decides that he wants to stay on for a long time. If he wants to stay on, he doesn't want to go free. So the master brings him to the door, and he drills his ear into the door. V'avod l'laylam, he remains an Eved. What's l'laylam mean? Till yovel. That's the halacha of a nirtza, someone who decides he wants to stay. He says, ahavti sadayni v'zishti, and he stays. Says Rashi, we all know this Rashi. It's not my question to you. Maybe you didn't think about it, but the Rashi is a question. The Rashi we learned. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rashi this week's parsha. Oyzin zay shesham al har Sinai. Our ear that heard lo signal. V'halach the gun of the tirtza. What? Why are we drilling the ear? Because this Eved heard not to steal. The meicher atzmai. He sold himself. So then it's also oyzin shesham al har Sinai. He leave an ASL, but either way, he deserves that his ear should be drilled. Either because he heard, don't steal. And what happens when you steal? You can't pay yourself back. You can't pay back. Bezdin sells you as an Eved. And now he wants to stay on. They'll drill his ear. If he's a Meicher Atzmai, so he heard, he leave an ASL. What are you selling yourself as an Eved for? This is my question to you. So clearly, we're drilling his ear. Why? Because he heard on Har Sinai not to steal. That was Parshas Yisrael, Lo Signal. So this week's Parsha, Mishpatim, we're drilling the ear of the Eved because he was told he went ahead and sold himself. What are you selling yourself for? Because you stole. What do you mean? Why do you steal? Now you're all going to ask me, so why don't we drill his ear according to at the beginning of the 6 years? Well, when we get to this week, Mitzvah Shem, at the end of the week, we'll talk about it maybe. That's everyone's question. We wait till 6 years. Well, we drill his ear right away. He stole. Right away. You should drill his ear. You didn't hear Lo Signal. I'm not going to get into that right now. But we're drilling his ear because he heard by Man Torah. Everybody say, we all know what Rashi says. And for those of you that are Marvi Sedra, and even if you weren't, you don't do the Rashis, you will know this Rashi. Number 15. What does Rashi say, Lo Signav is? The guy in the foster house in Dhabi, talk about kidnapping. Right? Well, can't get away from kidnapping these days on the news. So everything's about kidnapping. So the Lysignov is not the kidnapper. It's the Lysignov is not the kidnapper. It's not the Aseres HaDibros is not money. So what's Pshat? Lysignov is kidnapping. Because the Pasuk of money, the Pasuk of money is Lysignov. That's a Vayikra Yates. So if Rashi wants to say, not at Har Sinai, because that's not Har Sinai. But the, even though everyone was by Har Sinai, that's a different question. And look what Rashi says. What does Lysignov therefore mean? Kidnapping. So what's Pshat? Oh, he's not really signal of kidnapping. So he didn't hear not to steal. He didn't hear not to steal. When we stand by Hasina, we hear not to kidnap. That's what Lysignov means. Don't kidnap. Moshe Ben must have translated the word. We'll see. He translated the word. They have to know what it's talking about. What they being told about a Saras difference. So in whatever language it was, they could hear 70 languages, and you hear Lysignov. So I don't know, I didn't even hear this question before. And it's such a, it's a tzarchi and gadol, it's a push of the question, and I don't know why, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I did ask some people that, the truth is,
it's Lysignov.
Right, that's how, that's Vayikra Yotess. That's a Vayikra, that's begun of Mama.
Say, what was that context over there? That was not, what was it?
No, it just says Lysignov. Rashi says, well, how do we know which love Lysignov means? Rashi says, because Lysignov was Mammon. So Lysignov in the Aseres HaDibros is just like Lysirtzach Lysinov is Mises Bezdin. So Lysignov has to be Mises Bezdin. That's kidnapping. Right, so it's not Mammon. Comes along the Mesh, so you have to start looking at the Rishonim here. So the Mesh of Zakanim doesn't ask the Kasha. Bahayalai Lahabim Lysignov. Shekhasa Beganim up. Yesh Laimar. Very strange parrots. Yesh Laimar, the Mishum, the Chol, Shem Gnev, it's all the same. Kidnapping, stealing money. For like Duck Polishne, Rashi's not careful. What does that mean? What type of parrots is that? So, again, I'm not arguing on Tysus here. He says, well, Lishna Kalilinuk, it's just an easier Lashna. What's easier? The word Lysignov has one letter less than Lysignov. It's so hard to write another letter. Aizen Shishama Lysignov. You heard Lysignov. Maybe they didn't hear Lysignov. I would have to give you a whole shit what they heard by Har Sinai. But we'll see shortly, maybe a child. But if that's the reason, to say, Isaac Shishama, Lysignov. So I don't understand the Mishnah of Canaan. Comes the Riva. The Riva says, the Giras is wrong. That's an easy answer. Look what he says. He brings Rashi, and then he says, don't be Giras Lysignov, because Lysignov is the guy in the fascist. El Garcina Lysignov. But I don't know, every Chumash has Lysignov, so every Rashi has that. To start changing every Sefer that says, it should all say Lysignov, it would be very difficult. That means when they printed it the first time, they made a mistake in the Rashi. It's also the Isaac Shoshana Har Sinai, I'd have to know what they actually heard. So the just to try to answer this question, sorry if you ask everyone this week this question, because it's a Pashto Kasha. If you want to stop Teirutzim over here, so the Rebbe of Herschel in this week's parsha. So for those that need it, Baruch Hashem, this week's parsha in Chanukah Tatar Parsha Mishpatim, he says a Mori Dikav Pshat. You have to chap. It's a chap. He always has a chap. So this pshat is a chap. So if you want to tell someone a great question, I gave you a great question, and you're going to see a chap. So we're going to start from the larger print, the Yesh Laimar. He brings the message right now. The Kimmis called Varmei Lelema Malamit Shama called Dibur Zvidibur Echad. Hashem said all the Dibur's in one Dibur. You can't. No one was able to understand. You can't hear and you can't understand. That's one shot. That's shot by Dabur Lakim. It's Kol Advar Meil. All our Sarasa Dibbis are said in the same moment. Davar Acher Melamed called Dibur V'Dibur Amar Prati Advar. Kadosh Baruch Hu said in each word, he explained what it means. Loisei Dibur. Derech Mashal. Look how the Chanukah said. This is what happened by Man Tyre. By Loisirtzach, Hashem also said, Amal Pnei Chaveiro. He didn't just say Loisirtzach. He said, "Include him." Like, "Sefach is a mal bnei chaveri." Kuyem ritzicha da azol sunka basichura. You lose the blood and it becomes white. Okay, Lysignov. When Hashem said Lysignov, he also said gain of mammon, and he also said genev is das. Everything's included in this world, in this word. In Kains, he says, "Mari de gipsha." Look what he says. Hashli yuvan de virashi. Haniskula. The ear that heard, how did you hear? I the first shot said we weren't able to understand anything. It was all said at the same time. In Cain, Kiman Shisham, if we did hear, Al Karka Chiafchalaimik, can't say like the first shot in the Medrash, and it's Galel, called Ramel. El Al Karka, it's the second shot. And that's the Iker. That each deeper had an explanation to it. In top the Pasuk, even though it says like Signoiv and it's going on kidnapping, Kamakam, the Protim is said with it. What are the Protim? Ginevas Mamin, Uginevas Das. Everything was said together with that word. Oh, and Cain, Shamayz, and I've seen Le Signoiv. You heard that too. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said Le Signoiv, said it also, yes, it means kidnapping, but there are Protim too. Not just kidnapping, stealing money also. So according to the Chanukah Satar, when they heard Le Signoiv, they heard kidnapping. But then Hashem says, included in the Le Signoiv is Ginevas Adas, is Ginevas Mamon, and that's the Teretz of the Chanukah Satay. Again, you could tell me it's still Shver, because it's done. So just say the other pasuk, which is clearly Mamon. The Taz in Shulchan Aruch asks the question, and it's we have someone in Halacha that does ask the question. Where did he ask the question? He asked him in Chayshe Mitzvah. And he asked him, he said, he's Gairis Le Signoivu. And he asks, because he says, the Yilu Leisignav is a guy in a fascist. And he brings Rashi, where it says Leisignav. Yesh Letaretz. His Taretz is Azalei. How do you know that Leisignav means kidnapping? So we learned, because it's near the words Leisirtzach and Leisinach. Taz doesn't learn like that. He says, if you didn't have another Leisignavu in Parashas Vayikra, you would not translate Leisignav as kidnapping. You learn it means money. The only reason why we're able to say that Leisignav means kidnapping is because we have a Leisignavu. But on its own, when Hashem says Leisignav, they didn't really know what it meant. They translated me not to steal money, like me and you would translate it. Kidnapping would be a different word. So it's only because later on, when Vayikra came along, in Vayikra you test, and now there's another word, oh, now I can go back and say, oh, now I understand that Sarah said difference differently. So look, it's a big chiddush then. Because he says like this, Oizin Sheshama Leisignav, Kosha, Leisig, kind of, Yeshatar. We only darshan about only because of Leisignav, because of later on. So that means when they heard, when they heard Leisignav, they thought it meant money. It only became clear to them what Hashem meant, that it means kidnapping, only when Hashem repeated it later on, Leisignav. So it is Pshat. Oizin Sheshama Leisignav, because when they heard Leisignav, they thought it meant money. Only later on, when it was repeated, Leisignav, oh, that Leisignav must mean, oh, much, what's going on over there? Oh, no, that Leisignav meant kidnapping. But when they heard it, they didn't know. So that's it. That's the, it's like a whole trush here, but that's what the Taz says. Look at the top. It's Mammon. He would have dashed Mammon. Okay, so then Eina Chanami, he has for sure. But when he heard the Leisignav, he should have known that it meant money. I don't know if the Taz is saying, he's going arguing when Hashem, because there's a lot of discussion what Hashem said by Matan Torah. Did he just say the way we see it, or there was more discussion? According to Chanukah's Torah, yeah, it was a lot of protein here. So, and that's so I'm not sure if he's just saying that Leisignav by itself, but really they didn't hear that. Either way, according to what he's saying, Leisignav by itself would have been money, and therefore, Oizin Sheshama, when you heard the Leisignav, you didn't hear Leisignav yet. Leisignav means money. Very good. That's the one we needed to wait till later on to figure out what does Hashem mean. It was all what? Right. So the question was, when was that done? Was that done over? Was that done right away? So how do you do that in one day? And how do you do that? Sinai, right. Was that done? Right, Rashi learns. Ramban doesn't say not, but according to Rashi, so even when you say kol prater, the pratim of ritzicha was said. You know, the whole halachas of kidnapping, but this word doesn't mean that, so it wasn't said. All the pratim of the asaras hadibros was said, Shabbos and kabbalah sevicha, but according to Signa means kidnapping, so why would the money wasn't discussed at all at Har Sinai? All right, so it's questionable exactly what does it mean kol prater, but all the pratim were said. If you look at I saw Chab. If you look at Rashi, Ryan as Hakaylis. So why is it Oizen Sheshama? It's not Shama. It was Ryan. You saw it. You saw what the words mean. You saw Leisignai. All the words you were able to see. Rashi says Ryan and Ishmael. She after learns Makamacher. The Rashbam says they didn't see the words. They saw this, the thunder and the lightning. The kids are the when they the why do they have to see it? It's a hopshot. What do they have to see it for? Because if they didn't see it, so when you hear loy, maybe loy means with a vav, doesn't mean with an aleph. Says loy sitzach, maybe you should steal. Maybe loy sitzach means you should kill. So you got to see it because I you could argue that's what this all say. This Pinchas Scheinberg going to say if it goes through this. He says why you have to see it because what do you mean? Maybe that's the way Hashem wants. How do you know what's the right way to live? Maybe Hashem wants us to kill people. Maybe that's what people would say. So you have to see how to spell it. Oh, it's spelled. That's you have to see the letters how it's spelled. Anyway, he wants to go into this. He says Myra because he says that's what he says. Eisen Sheshama. What's the Eisen Sheshama? The ear that heard Lo Sigma. Not the Eisen that saw. So he wants to say that the when you heard like. It's only when you saw it, it said kidnapping, but you didn't see, according to, it's like a little bit of a combination of what we're saying. If you just hear the loy signoiv, so then maybe you would mean money. It's because you saw, oh, they have to translate the word. So you see, it means, Hashem has to translate, like I just said to you. I wouldn't know what it means. So there's it, in this seeing, it said kidnapping. There was a definition there, kidnapping, that's what it said. But if you, the Eisen Shashama, it wasn't Eisen Sharaya. Because the raya in Akanami is the kidnapping. It's the eisen sheshama loy signoiv. It didn't hear that, so you didn't even know what it means. You didn't even hear the words. Anyway, that's what in Pinchas Scheinberg goes through this exactly what they have to see, what they have to hear. So in one of the svarim, I thought I put it down over him, and he says this idea of the eisen sheshama, not the eisen sheraya. The shama heard one thing. The raya, so the shama part, don't steal. The raya part is don't kidnap. So therefore, that's why it's beautiful. Eisen Shishama, not that they saw. The Eved heard. He heard the Le Signav. He saw something else, but that's what he heard. Le Signav actually means mammon because we need. That's what we would have explained it to me. And Hashem had to show it through the Riyah what the actual word means. Anyway, you could go through the Shaila this week. It's a good Shaila. Others try to give other Terutim why the Pasuk is Le Signav. Really, it should be Le Signav. All right, Skype.